but let's see what we're going to do with this word and how we're going to do it. I trust you, God, with it. So go to Hebrews, the epistle of Hebrews. God is taking us back after yesterday. God has something to say to us. For those that were present yesterday, God has something to say to the church. And so we're going to go to the 10th chapter of Hebrews. The epistle of Hebrews. God help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. And we're going down to the, okay, God, we're going to the 32nd verse. The 10th chapter of Hebrews. See, I just got this, oh God. Praise in my spirit, and I'm feeling overwhelmed by the spirit of the living God. So we're going to the 10th chapter, to verse 32. And I ask that you open your spiritual ears and hear what thus says the Lord to the church. In the NIV, it reads this way, starting with verse 32. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured in a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were being so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of their property, because you knew that you yourself had better and lasting possessions. So, do not throw away your confidence. It will richly be rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. And but my righteous one will live by faith. But my righteous one will live by faith. And I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But you do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. You may be seated. We don't belong to that group. That's not who we are. Abundant life, that's not who we are. But we do not belong to those who shrink back, who turn away from the gospel and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. That's not who we are. Holy Spirit, move. Our message this morning is entitled, Waiting on the Promises of God. Waiting on the Promises of God. I say, I know some people in that state are waiting this morning. Yeah, yeah. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for the wait, Lord. Reverend Cantor told us this morning that help is on the way. So God is telling us about how we're going to wait for that help. The help is on the way, but waiting on the promises of God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. In our society, with microwaves, the internet, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. We want things quick and in a hurry, don't we? A lot of us struggle with patience, Sister Tom. Even though if you read the word, it's a fruit of the Spirit. And throughout the Bible, it tells us to be patient, to wait on the Lord and be of good cheer. That's the word. Nevertheless, too often as believers, you know, God got a lot of people to take care of, so we get in front of God. And we try to work some things out on our own. God, I know you're busy helping somebody else, but God, I can handle this one. And too often, we bring more drama to our lives than even before. Come on, somebody talk back to me. Am I right about it? We get in front of God because we know better than God on this one. God, on this, I got it. God, you're just moving a little too slow. I know you're helping some other people right now. So, God, I'm just going to help you out. Come on. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? I got this one. So, God is taking us back this morning to Hebrews. Because he has a mighty great work to do here in Abundant Life. And things are not going to happen as quick as we might think. So he said, take them back. Remind Abundant Life. Tell somebody in here this morning that I know you've prayed for something. And yeah, you prayed based on my word. Yeah, you've been asking me for something. And yeah, I haven't answered you yet. But God is saying, wait on the promise I have for you. God is saying to someone this morning, Holy Spirit, help me. I have heard your prayer. I have heard your cry. I have seen your struggle. Oh, yes, I have. Because I sit high and I look low. I know your desire. And I'm aware of your suffering and your pain. See, I even see your disappointment and your shame. God is saying to someone, I know about your situation. However, as you wait on the promise, which shall come to pass, as you wait on it, will you trust me? See, that's where it comes to. God needs us to believe that it is so. And we have to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And we don't need to get in front of him and call everybody. Most of the people can't help you anyway. Will you trust me? Will you stand on that scripture that I allowed King Solomon to give you so long ago? It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Will you do that and lean not to your own understanding? Come on, that's right. I know that's right. In all your ways, if you acknowledge him, he will make your path straight. See, the Message Bible tells us this and put it real for somebody. So someone listen to this. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't you try to figure out everything on your own. Listen to God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go. He is the one who will keep you on track. Don't you assume that you know everything. This is the word of God. For the people of God, if you receive it and believe it, let the believers say amen. Amen. See, God knows us so very well. And we are celebrating God for our new church home. And some of you are celebrating God for your own home and your children. Amen. But God is saying, wait on the promise. Don't try to figure it out for yourself and handle it yourself. I see you. I've heard you. I will answer you. It is so. God, that's enough for me. Hallelujah. It's more than enough. But let's just press on and talk about this particular epistle written by someone by the name of Anonymous. We talked about it in Bible study. Nobody really knows who wrote this scripture. Theologians have debated years and years. But one wise theologian said, but as to who actually wrote this epistle, God only knows. God only knows. So that's good enough for abundant life, because we have declared that all scripture is inspired by God. And it is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting us, for training us in righteousness, that the people of God, that's us, that will be complete and be equipped to do his service. Let the church say amen. So we don't care, God, as long as you have ordained this writing is good enough for us. Oh, yes, it is. So as you do your research, if you're a Bible research person, it says that this writer was writing to a second generation of Christians. People who had not seen Jesus like us, but they have learned about him from others who had seen him. And they decided they were going to believe and trust in the Lord. This Jesus that would forgive them, make them whole, deliver them. They decided they were going to believe. So during this time, as the writer began to pen these words, the Christians, we're told, were facing persecution because they believed in Christ. Anybody been sort of abused because you love the Lord? Have you ever been in a place where they say, don't you call the name of Jesus? See, I was in a graduation and somebody used the name of Jesus and someone in the audience stood up. You can't do that here. So have you ever been persecuted because you love the Lord? So these Christians were beginning to get a little weary. So the writer decided to pen these words to them. Don't you throw away your confidence in God, for it will richly bless you. But these Christians, they were beginning to stop meeting. They stopped coming to church, you all. They were debating whether they should go back and practice Judaism, that they should forget about this Christ. So this author penned these words. He warned them against apostasy. That's moving away from God. And going back to your old ways, or going back to your old sin. And he encouraged them to stay in fellowship. Anybody ever been there? Things got a little tight and a little weary, and you thought, maybe I should try it another way. This Christian thing doesn't seem to be working for me. Some people right in here said that. See, this is not the road I thought I would be taking. See, Jesus is all powerful and so is God, so why am I struggling? But if you look to Galatians, Paul wrote this, let us not be weary in doing good well. For in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. See, we got to learn how to hold on to this word. Focus on the cross and the power of Jesus Christ. Because in this world, you will have trials and tribulations. But Jesus said, relax. I got this. I've overcome the world. Just hold on to me. Somebody said, hold on to his unchanging hands. So don't you throw away your confidence in God. We have some work to do for him. So we have to stay the focus on the cross. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy sends our way, it is the cross, it is the blood that will deliver us, y'all. Does anybody believe it this morning? Come on, people of God. Let's celebrate this blood, because it's the blood that still works. It's the blood that still covers us. It's the blood that reaches to the highest mountain. It is the blood that flows to the deepest valley. It is the blood that gives me strength. I don't know about you, but it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. See, every day something comes my way, but it is the blood that gives me strength from day to day. And it shall never lose its power. See, somebody in here knows something about the blood. Hallelujah, God. It will never. Don't you abandon your faith in times of trouble. Don't you turn back to your old habits and your old sins. See, this faith that the writer is talking about, this faith is resting in what Christ has done and what Christ can do and what Christ will do. This is a time for us to put our faith in action. For faith is a substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Don't you throw away your faith in God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't you throw away your faith. I don't know who this is for, but God said he's heard your prayer. He's answered in heaven. If you wait, it will manifest here on earth. Don't you throw away your confidence in God. Because he's the only way. He is the only way. Jesus says, I am the truth and the life. I am the resurrection of life. He is the only way you are. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your power. God, we thank you for the word that will encourage us. Hallelujah. Two events would happen if the believers just had staying power. You ever heard anything about staying power? First, they would do the will of God. Because he's going to work it out. So God, I'm going to just stand flat-footed. And I'm going to do your will. And then we will receive the benefit of his promise. Come on, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Help us to stand our ground and not waver in our faith, Lord God. Help us to represent God well here on earth. Mature Christians have learned that God's strength will take them through every adversity. When you get in there, you and God got it like that. You understand that no matter what comes your way, God's got it. So we must tell others about this God, about the one who saves, delivers, and makes people whole. As believers, we must not think that because God does not act immediately, that he is failing us. Believers, we must endure. We must trust in the Lord. We must just believe it. Move, Holy Spirit, in here, because somebody needs to know today that in the middle of whatever is going on, that you're right there with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me just winding up, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't know where you are, but God is saying to you, don't you throw away your confidence in me. The enemy will send different things your way to make you doubt me. Where are you this morning? I don't know where you are. Don't you throw away your confidence in God. Hallelujah, God. Because so many things are going on around us, you all. But God is saying, don't you be discouraged. by what's even happening in the world. Because some people are looking at our president and different things and plots going on in the world and terrorist acts and all kinds of stuff. But God said, don't you be discouraged. Amen. Racism, homelessness, unemployment, foreclosure, injustice. God is saying, don't you be discouraged. Amen. Hypocrisy in the churches. God said, don't you be discouraged by those people. In our homes, come on, y'all, unforgiveness, unloving spirits, domestic violence, child abuse, deception, just to name a few. Jesus said to us, don't you be discouraged. God is saying we must persevere, we must hold on, and we must believe that he is in control. See, when I was a child, we sung this song, he got the whole world in his hands. Don't you be discouraged. God is still on his throne. He understands what's happening. And as believers, he told us a few weeks ago, and you know that all things work together for the good for them who are the call according to his purpose. And we acknowledged in here, we are the call.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are the call. According to his purpose. Anybody admit this morning, you are the call. If you are the call, all things work together for your good. It may get tight sometimes. It may make a cry and weep sometimes. But all things work together for the good. But you got to believe this thing. You can't just be calling off words. It only works if you believe it. Remember he told the woman with the issue of the blood? It is your faith that heals you. So it's going to be your faith that's going to deliver you out of whatever you're going. So I'm going to just try to close it up, God. There's words on this paper, but I got to close this because I believe somebody's heard what you've said. All things. You may be weeping now. Somebody say, I'm even broke now. I can't pay my bills. I may be on the verge of being evicted. But God said, all things work together for the good. For them who love the Lord and who are called, the caller according to his purpose. So don't you throw away your faith in God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. So as we are waiting on these promises, stay God focused. Stay God focused. Focus on his word and his promises, because his promises are true. He says, my word will not return to me void. But you got to get the word in your spirit and you got to work that word. Don't you throw away your confidence in God. Believe his promises. We got a little book around here floating, the promises of God. You read those promises. You speak life over your situation, whatever going on. Then you begin to praise God in advance, because he prays confuse the enemy. Sometimes the enemy will set a plot for you and they're looking for you to weep and cry. But praise will confuse your enemy. So in the middle of it, even if they set you up, you start giving glory to God. I just want to praise him. Tell forever and ever and ever and ever for all that he's done for me. Somebody said blessings and glory. It all belongs to him. Thank you, Jesus. See, we have to get that. Thank you, Jesus. We got to get that right. As we are waiting on his promises, as we are waiting on God's promises, you just do the, I just want to praise you, God. I know you're working it out for my good, but I just want to praise you in advance forever and ever and ever for all. That this is a faith walk, you all. This is not for everybody. See, you got to believe this in order for it to work. See, I have some testimonies, but I just want to praise them. See, some things are going on, but I just want to praise them. God, we don't have all the money to get our new church, but God, I just want to praise you forever and ever because it is so. Hallelujah, God. I'm going to close this out. God is saying to someone, in the meantime, as you're waiting on my promises, what are you going to do? We're going to praise him in advance. We're going to celebrate our great God because we are a great church serving a great God committed to his great commandment to carry out his great commission. So I just want to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Forever and ever. See, I'm waiting, God, for things to manifest here on earth. I don't know whether I'm the only one, but God, while I wait, I just want to praise you. Because God, I trust you. Oh, yes. Anybody trust God in here? Come on, anybody trust the Lord in here? See, Richard Small would say, God said, I will be with you. If you only trust me, this is for the believers. God said, I'll never leave you if you will trust me. God said, I am that I am. That means I am anything that you need me to be. I am what I am. I have all power in my hand. I will deliver you, he said, if you trust me. So, church, I'm finished now. Don't you throw away your faith in God. Don't you throw it away. Trust our God, whatever you're going through. So it's in the name of Jesus that God has given us this message. Tell somebody in here, I'm not throwing away my confidence. Because we have a great God. And he's doing